about the hilts, and then he threw the sword as far into the water as he might, and there came an arm and a hand above the water and met it and caught it, and so shook it thrice and brandished, and then vanished away, the hand with the sword in the water. So Sir Bedivere came again to the king and told him what he saw. "Alas," said the king, "help me hence, for I dread me I have tarried over long." Then Sir Bedivere took the king upon his back, and so went with him to that waterside. And when they were at the waterside, even fast by the bank hoved a little barge, with many fair ladies in it, and among them all was a queen, and all they had black hoods, and all they wept and shrieked when they saw King Arthur. "Now, put me into the barge," said the king. And so he did, softly, and there received him three queens with great mourning. And so they set them down, and in one of their laps King Arthur laid his head. And then that queen said, "Ah, dear brother, why have ye tarried so long from me? Alas, this wound on your head hath caught overmuch cold." And so then they rode from the land, and Sir Bedivere beheld all those ladies go from him. Then Sir Bedivere cried, "Ah, my lord Arthur, what shall become of me, now ye go from me, and leave me here alone among mine enemies?" "Comfort thyself," said the king, "and do as well as thou mayest, for in me is no trust for to trust in, for I will into the vale of Avilion to heal me of my grievous wound, and if thou hear never more of me, pray for my soul." But ever the queens and ladies wept and shrieked that it was pity to hear.